This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and WisCountry 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Veterans Day spaghetti dinner at VFW Post 2534 was a delicious success last night. Post Commander Sean Plant said more people attended than in previous years.
We're seeing a little bit higher headcount, which is not a bad thing.
They do this dinner every year on the Sunday before Veterans Day.
This is an annual thing that we do on the 10th to celebrate the Veterans Day holiday.
The Buckley Baldwin Post was filled with people enjoying the company of their neighbors, chatting with new friends, and enjoying delicious food.
It is going excellent. The seats have been full, and so are the tummies as everybody walks out the door.
There are Veterans Day ceremonies today throughout the city. The Southwood County Allied Veterans Council is holding their annual Veterans Day ceremony at Veterans Park at 11. The Wood County Legacy Society will hold their Legacy Stone dedication ceremony at Assumption High School at 1 p.m. Average gas prices continue to fall, dropping 3.4 cents over the last week. The average across the state today is $2.81 per gallon. This is 25.5 cents lower than a month ago and over 28 cents lower than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddy say the average in the U.S. is the lowest since 2021 at $2.95 per gallon. This was anticipated in Gas Buddy's official annual fall outlook from December of 2023. Prices have been dropping for four consecutive weeks as seasonal demand weakens. Elections have come and gone, but gas prices have stayed the course. Officials say prices could continue to drop as we get closer to Thanksgiving. Prices in central Wisconsin today range from $2.59 to $2.75 per gallon. There's a Family Fun Create Lab at McMillan Library tomorrow from 6 to 7. If you bring your creative talents, McMillan will provide the craft and art materials. Lane closures continue on the Jackson Street Bridge in Wisconsin Rapids. One lane will be closed between 1st Street North and 2nd Avenue North for the bridge lighting project. Eastbound traffic will be shifted to the westbound lane to access 1st Street North and Baker Street. Westbound traffic is detoured onto 1st Street North, then onto Market Street, then 3rd Street South, and onto the East Riverview Expressway. They expect to finish the project by Friday, November 15th. Each year on Veterans Day, the nation unites to honor the brave men and women who have selflessly served their country. Brittany Merlot has more.
Aspirus Health has paired up with veterans' homes all across the Midwest to support the health and the well-being of those who served. Aspirus Lakeview President Greg Ruberg.
Our veterans have sacrificed a lot. They sacrificed, time away from their families, sometimes their life in terms of fighting for our country. And our thought process is it's one small gesture that we can do to show our appreciation for what they've given to our country.
Aspirus Health also offers veterans nationally recognized comfort and hospice care through the We Honor Veterans program. And eligible veterans can receive urgent care and walk-in clinics that are fully covered in Upper Michigan and parts of Wisconsin.
I think it's very fulfilling for our staff to be a part of that. I know our rehab staff feel the same way, that these individuals have given a lot of their life to our country, and it's just a small gesture of us giving something back to them.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources announced that the special burning permit requirement for 13 Wisconsin counties has been lifted as of Saturday. The rescinding of this special fire order includes Portage County in our listening area. Despite the improved conditions, the public is still encouraged to use caution when having any kind of fire, as the fire danger changes daily, and it's important to check with local fire officials before conducting any burning outdoors. It's Veterans Day, and there will be ceremonies in Wisconsin Rapids today to honor veterans. VFW Post Commander Sean Plant said there are two events during the morning today.
We're having the Southwood County Allied Veterans Council is doing their annual Veterans Day ceremony. It's 11 o'clock at Veterans Park on the east side of the river in Wisconsin Rapids.
Mayor Matt Zacher will be the guest speaker at that event. At 1 p.m. today, there will be another event at Assumption High School.
The Wood County Legacy Society is doing their Legacy Stone dedication ceremony at Assumption High School, again at 1 o'clock.
Veterans Day is observed on November 11th in the U.S. and several other countries. It is a day to thank and honor all veterans who serve honorably in the military. Veterans Day is a day to not only honor veterans, but also acknowledge the difficulties they face after service. Here's Lisa Hale.
PTSD, suicide, mental health, all of these are issues facing the veteran population this Veterans Day. Tim Cody with the Fox Valley Veterans Council in Appleton said homelessness is also a primary concern.
We find them, hopefully, before they're homeless, as our real goal, is to try to keep them in their place for 2 to 3 months so that they can straighten their life out, get a direction to go, and keep them where they are.
Cody said statistically in Wisconsin, there are more homeless veterans than regular citizens.
The Mid-State Technical College campus in Stevens Point now has a new name. The ribbon cutting took place last Thursday for the Stevens Point downtown campus. This event also kicks off the beginning of a year-long celebration of the 10th anniversary of the move to downtown. The new name helps differentiate the downtown campus from the new Ameta Center campus location. The West Grand Avenue Quick Trip may soon have their pumps open again. The entire gas pump area has been under construction with the installation of new gas pumps for both regular unleaded gasoline and diesel. The fencing may come down as soon as this week, and the pumps will be back up and running. We're in the middle of a mental health crisis among young people. Often, trauma can be linked to mental health struggles. New numbers show a majority of kids are experiencing trauma by the time they're 18. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
3 out of every 4 high school students across the country say they've experienced at least one adverse childhood event. That's according to new data from the CDC. Now, these events can include abuse, experiencing homelessness, and parental separation. Research shows that adverse childhood experiences, they abbreviate them as ACEs, can alter a child's brain chemistry. It can even produce a prolonged, sometimes lifelong, toxic stress response. Licensed psychologist Joe Bar-Jones says we see the same thing here in Wisconsin.
That increased sense of loneliness, isolation in our youth, increased levels of suicide ideation, exposure to violence, exposure to adverse childhood experiences.
Experiencing at least one ACE as a child is linked to having alcohol and substance use problems as an adult, as well as chronic diseases like diabetes and obesity. And childhood trauma is expensive. According to the National Governors Association, adults with ACEs can lead to billions of dollars in healthcare costs and lost productivity. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has its Trauma Sensitive Schools Initiative, which helps educators support kids who have had these experiences.
The 3rd annual Caregiver Roadmap Resource event takes place on Tuesday, November 12th at the ADRC in Stevens Point from 9 to 3:30. You'll need to register by calling 715-346-1401. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Jaylen Brown calls Giannis a child. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost to the Boston Celtics 113-107. In the second quarter, Giannis Antetokounmpo went over to the Celtics' Jaylen Brown, extending his hand for a handshake, then pulled it away to run his fingers through his hair. After the game, Brown was asked in the Celtics' locker room about the fake handshake.
Giannis is a child, you know. I'm just focused on helping my team get a win.
Giannis says he was just having some fun.
It's a joke. You know, we're playing basketball. It's something that I do to my kids. Play around, you know, sometimes I'm like, give me a high five. Hope you're too slow. I just did it. It was fun. He took offense to it. What do you say?
He was asked about it after the game, and he said, Giannis is a child.
You know, if I'm called a child, yeah, so be it.
The Bucks are now 2-8. They host the Toronto Raptors tomorrow night. College hoops, the Wisconsin Badgers rolled over Appalachian State 87-56 at the Kohl Center. The Badgers now 3-0 on the season. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. 2 men have been arrested in connection with the death of former One Direction member Liam Payne. Payne fell from the balcony of a hotel in Buenos Aires, Argentina, and an autopsy revealed multiple drugs in his system. The Hollywood Reporter says a hotel staff member and local drug dealer were taken into custody. Both men are being accused of supplying Payne with the drugs found in his system. The incident happened on October 16th. Ready for another video game turned TV show? Variety reports that Amazon is developing Mass Effect, which is based on the video game which first launched in 2007. The game was a hit from the get-go and became a series that launched 3 more games. Fast and Furious 9 writer-producer Daniel Casey is developing and will executive produce the series. I wonder if anyone owns the rights to Pong. Gladiator 2 is just a couple weeks away from hitting theaters. According to director Ridley Scott, Joaquin Phoenix almost quit the first Gladiator. The 86-year-old director says Phoenix got cold feet and told Scott he had to leave the project. It took a gladiator-type effort from fellow castmate Russell Crowe, who told Phoenix he was being terribly unprofessional. At the end of the day, it was Scott who talked the actor into staying on the film. Gladiator 2 does not have Joaquin Phoenix or Russell Crowe, but is directed by Scott and opens November 22nd. The sixth Pirates of the Caribbean film is in development. Good Lord. Producer Jerry Bruckheimer says production on the film will start in late 2025, but the cast has not yet been assembled. Johnny Depp is a maybe, but Keira Knightley says that she will not take part unless it's the final film of the franchise. Fingers crossed. The film does not have a title yet. If you're a Star Wars fan, prepare to go into a lather. There is a new trilogy in the works from Lucasfilm. Writer-producer Simon Kinberg will write, produce, and develop the three new Star Wars films. It's been 5 years since we saw The Rise of Skywalker, which was the most recent Star Wars film in theaters. Since then, Lucasfilm brought us three shows in the Mandalorian world, including The Mandalorian, The Book of Boba Fett, and Ahsoka, and the upcoming Skeleton Crew. They also launched shows The Acolyte, Obi-Wan Kenobi, and Andor. Simon Kinberg is known for his writing and producing skills for several X-Men films and 2016's Deadpool. Variety reports the new trilogy is in the early stages of development, so there are no story details just yet. There has also been no announcement on when production might start. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be a little breezy this morning, but the wind will die down by later this afternoon. Mostly sunny. We'll get to the mid to upper 40s for a high today. Tonight, it'll be clear with a low in the upper 20s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the upper 40s to near 50. Rain possible tomorrow night into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.